Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Gimel. We left off in daf Chav Beis and Beis. We're right in the middle of the sugya of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Just one quick point from yesterday. The first raya that we brought about Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah was someone who's tafus nerch anaka va'omeid, that he's loas of lo klum. Even if the person did the Hadlaka, but he's holding the nerch anaka in his hand, so loas of lo klum because it looks like he's just using the nerch anaka. I saw in Chashuk Echemer, Rav Zilberstein discusses, what if you take a wax figurine from Madame Tussauds or something, and you put a candle in its hand, and you put it outside the front of your house, is one yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because after all, if the whole problem of Tofis Va'omid is it looks like you're just using it for yourself, it doesn't look like you're using it for the Ner, so maybe from a distance, this, or even from pretty close, those figures are pretty good, if it will look like you're the person, or the figure is using it for himself and is not doing the mitzvah. But that was cute to connect that to our sugya. So anyway, so we had two rayas yesterday. We're up to the third raya, last line on the page, and chav beis on beis. Tashma, dam Rabbi Shoban Levi, ashashas shaisa dolekas v'alechas kolayam kulo, l'motzoi Shabbos mecham madlika. If a person has a large glass kli, a lantern, Rashi says, that was lit all day, you lit it on Erev Shabbos, Rashi says, for the sake of mitzvah Chanukah, and then it comes Motzoi Shabbos and it's still lit, you want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Motzoi Shabbos, you extinguish it and relight it. So if the whole mitzvah is hadlaka, I understand, you'll extinguish it and you'll relight it, and that will be fine. But if the mitzvah is done by the hanacha, by the placing down of the candle, what, that's all you have to do is extinguish it and relight it? No, what it should have said it is, to extinguish it, pick it up, relight it and put it down and relight it. Why only mechaber madlika? Now the truth, mibaylei. That's what it should have said. Now the truth is, if you want to say that hanacha is a mitzvah, why even mechaber madlika at all? Why do you have to extinguish it? Shouldn't you just be able to pick it up and put it down? So Tos points out, v'im tomra, my mechaber v'chozer madlik b'hagbasagi. Kimet hanacha is a mitzvah. Da'atu migarit luka v'almedes midlika cherishad tavkatan. What's the main nafkamina in the case in the machlokas, or the issue, whether hadlaka osa mitzvah, whether hanacha osa mitzvah. The primary nafkamina is we have a chereshot of a katan that lights the ner chanukah. So is your bias yotzei with the hadlaka of a chereshot of a katan, because their maisa mitzvah is lacking. So what, if you lit it, but you lit it yesterday and it's still lit, why is that any worse than the chereshot of a katan? If hanacha osa mitzvah, chereshot of a katan is good enough, l'chora, if you lit it the previous day, that should also be good enough. So why do we assume that you have to extinguish it and relight it? V'yesh lomar demari shedlika mitchilas l'tzorach Shabbos ulekach gara mehidlika chereshot v'katan. Dasum shemadlika bi'ita nikar hadavar shu madlika l'shem Chanukah. He says, when you lit the ner for another purpose, like l'tzorach Shabbos, where the whole point of the ner is to use the ner, so it's ki'ilu, it's a nikar that you want to use it, that it was lit for the purpose of being used around the house. So if you had lit it for no purpose, or chereshot v'katan lit it, or you lit it without a maisa hadlaka, a proper maisa hadlaka in one way or another, fine. So then you hold a nachos a mitzvah. If you hold a nachos a mitzvah, it would be good enough. But when you dafka lit it for another purpose, you dafka lit it for ner Shabbos, then it won't be good enough. Rashi clearly does not say that. Rashi says shedlika le mitzvah schanaka be'erev Shabbos, but I don't know how he deals with this question of why you would need to be mechaba umadlika again. So anyway, the Gemara's question, the Gemara's raya is that, don't you see from here, from the fact that all you need to do is mechaba umadlika, you don't need to pick it up and put it back down, that hadlaka osa mitzvah va'odin. Furthermore, we could prove hadlaka osa mitzvah mitakam varchinan asher kidishana b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel chanaka. The nusach habracha often is a giveaway of what the actual mitzvah is, and over here the nusach habracha is not lahaniach ner shel chanaka but lahadlik ner shel chanaka. So that tells you that the mitzvah must be in the hadlaka. So shema minah hadlaka osa mitzvah shema minah. That seems to be a raya. So the maskana, what are the nafkaminas if hadlaka osa mitzvah or not osa mitzvah? So it tells us. So this whole discussion started because we were discussing whether you're allowed to be madlik miner liner, and we asked, my haviyala, are you allowed to be madlik miner liner? So Rav Huna Barid Rav Yeshua said, well, it depends. If Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, you are allowed to be Madlik, Mina Lenerv Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, you're not. So now that we're concluding Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Tosus points out, Vim Kain Mutter La Hadlik Miner Lener. It would be Mutter to light from one candle to the next. But since the minhag is to be machmir, we try not to alter that minhag, we maintain that minhag. Now the Ramban, Simin Tav Reish Ayin Dalet, quotes from the Mordechai that yes, you're allowed to light miner liner, but that's only from the second candle to the first candle, but not the opposite from the first candle to the second candle, because the first candle is the Iker Mitzvah. So you can use one of the Neros of Mahadrin to help light to the Ner that's the Iker Mitzvah, so it's moving up a level. But to take a ner, it's ki'ilu, take the ner that is the Iker Mitzvah to enable you to light the Mahadrin, is ki'ilu, you're taking something that's a mitzvah and enabling you to light something that's not a mitzvah at all. Because klape, the Iker Mitzvah, the Mahadrin is not even on the level of a mitzvah, it's a much lower level, so you can only go in that one direction, but not in the other. So it says the Gemara, v'ashra damrina hadlaka osa mitzvah, once we determine that hadlaka osa mitzvah, hidlika cheresh shota v'katan lo asa v'lo klum. If a cheresh shota or katan does the lighting, so lo asa v'lo klum, it's worthless, because that was the, like we said, that was the primary nafkamina between hadlaka osa mitzvah and anacha osa mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done with a maisa hadlaka, a purposeful maisa hadlaka, done by a bar chiyuva, and a cheresh shota v'katan is obviously not a bar chiyuva. Isha, however, a woman, vada madlika, a woman could certainly light ner Chanukah. Tamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, nashim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, women are chayav in ner Chanukah, sha'af hein hoi ba'oso anes, because they were involved in the miracle. Rashi points out, what does it mean, afin hayu ba'osu anes? So first of all, you notice the deeper maskil of Rashi is, hayu ba'osu anes. He seems to leave out the af in his Dibra Maskel, at least. Not necessarily they didn't have the gersh in the Gemara, but that he at least purposely leaves it out. Why? How's he mevayer? Shegazri yavanim al kol besulos anesuos liyboil letafsu tchila. That one of the gzeros that the Greeks made was that all the besulos that were getting married had to have bia with their official first. Val yidei isha nasa anes. And because of the woman, it was through a woman that the miracle happened. So Rashi seems to be saying two things. Afin hayu ba'oso hasakana, they were equally threatened, if not even more threatened than the men were, that they had to give up their bodies to these yevanim, and also that they were the main driving force behind the miracle. Now the lashon of afin hayu ba'oso hanes, Tosfos points out in Maseches Pesachim, seems to imply not so much that they were the driving force of anything, but afin that they too were involved in the miracle. They were involved in the same gzeira. They were involved in the same. They were involved as part of Klal Yisrael. They were involved in the same threat. But it doesn't have to be that they were the driving force behind the threat. So that seems to be Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Anes. It's also interesting. We generally find Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Anes dafka by Pirsumei Nisa, mitzvahs that involve Pirsumei Nisa, not any mitzvah that necessarily relates to an ace, but only a mitzvah that involves actual Pirsum Hanes, do we say Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Anes. One could have said Matzah Marar. Now why is woman chayv in Matzah? It's a different drasha. It has nothing to do with Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Anes. It's a drasha called Sheshon Balto Chachametz Yesha B'Kamechol Matzah Sukkah, woman's potter. Why don't we say Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Anes, that a woman should be Chayiv in Sukkah? So Pashtus is that it's not a din presume nisa Sukkah. It may be that we're remembering the Anani HaKavod, but it's not a din the presume nisa of the Anani HaKavod, and that's why it would not Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes would not apply. Tosos asked the question, why aren't they chayiv in Sukkah from Gzer Shava Tesvav? Tosos in a couple of places has a discussion about what the impact of Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes is. So as Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes, Tosos discusses, why didn't you say a woman's chayiv in Sukkah because of Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes? And Tosos says, because Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes doesn't apply to a mitzvah d'oraisa, it only applies to a mitzvah midrabanan. In another place, Tosos says, no, not because Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but because Tosos asks, why isn't a woman chayiv in matzah because of Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes? Tosos says, well, Afin, so why do I need a limud to tell me called Sheshon Baltoch Chametz Yeshon Mekumechol Matzah? It should be Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes anyway. So Tosos says, no, may apply to a mitzvah daraisa, but it's only a mechayev midrabanan. It will only draw them into the chiyev on a drabanan level. We want women to be chayev on a daraisa level in matzah, so that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu set it up in the Torah that there's another drasha to make when it comes to matzah. The afinoi balsanes may only be a mechayev midrabanan. Those are the two basic deos of the Bali Atosos and Mesechus Megillah and Mesechus Pesachim about the scope and the strength of Afein Ha'ibel Sanes, that either it does work for Dinim Daraisa, but it will only work to be Mechayiv Midrabanan, or maybe it doesn't even work for Dinim Daraisa at all. There is a third day on the Bali Atosos, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, quoted in Tosos Megillah, that seems to imply, although he doesn't say it explicitly, that Afein Ha'ibel Sanes technically should work on Dinim Daraisa to be a Mechayiv Midaraisa, that it should have the full impact to be Mechayiv a woman Midaraisa if we were able to ever apply it to an actual din d'oraisa. So Chassam Sofer discusses, why don't we say it by everything that we ever say is a zechel yitzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we say afein ha'ibel sanes? Why don't we say that tefillin is zechel yitzias Mitzrayim? We say, so why don't we say that tefillin is not afein ha'ibel sanes? So Chassam Sofer writes in the tshuva that tefillin is primarily not about being a zechel yitzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin primarily is about, like the Gemara in Brachos describes that, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin, mikamcha Yisrael, in our tefillin it says Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkein Hashem. It's about showing the connection and the love between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's also a theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim in it, but it's a secondary theme. So when Yetzias Mitzrayim is a secondary theme, then we don't say Afein Ha'ibel Sanes. We only say it when it's the primary theme. Okay, Vayter the Gemara of Sheshes, Achsenoi Chayiv B'Ner Chanukah. A guest is Chayiv B'Ner Chanukah. Presumably, the Havamina is that the bayis is such a critical element of Ner Chanukah that one would have thought that if you're a guest at someone's house, since you don't have your bayis, this house doesn't belong to you, you're not a resident here, you'd be pater in Ner Chanukah. So it's a chiddush that a guest is chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Amra b'zeirim mireshke v'ina b'rav mishtatafna b'priti. Says it used to be that when I would go to the yeshiva, I would give a few pennies ba'ad yushpiza to the host who was hosting me, and be mishtatef in the oil of their Ner Chanukah. Basad in the Sivi, after I got married, Basad in the Sivi Yitza, Amina, Hashtavade lo tzarichna, the Kamadaki alai begobe sa'i. Once I got married though, and I knew that back home my wife was lighting for me, so I figured, why do I have to bother giving a couple of pennies, a couple of dollars to the host? I could just have my wife light for me at home, and I'm be yotze in that way. Rav Shachter in Be'ikve Atzon, and Simon Chav points out that in this Gemara, we have to take a careful look to see what exactly is the geder of the chiyuv of a guest on Ner Chanukah. He says that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Bracha, Shesalka Daitach HaGemara Hayolomar, Sheipater B'Dafka Min Ner Chanukah, Tvina Sheyadlik B'Beisu Dafka. Like we said, the Havamina is that you'd be pater because Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv that you do in your bias, and this isn't called Beiso. So Rav Sheshes comes to teach us that you're chayiv in Ner Chanukah because for whatever reason, this can be called beso. You can make it beso, apparently. Because it's not that the gedra of Ner Chanukah is not. It's still Ner Ish'u, beso. Beso is still a critical element of it, but apparently the kamash malan is that somehow this will become beso. How does it become beso? So what is Nachsanai in the first place? Tosus Mesechus Erivin, Daf Samach Tesam Beis, Dibra Maskel Shalahem, quotes from Yerushalmi that Nachsanai does not eino osur liolam in terms of Hilchas Erevin, shem lo nisareach derech keva, elo lamid yom apachos mikri achsenai. What's the definition of achsenai? Someone who's there for less than 30 days. And therefore, he's eino osur al b'nei achatzer, his presence is not going to aser the other b'nei achatzer if he doesn't participate in the shituf, in the eruv. So that's the din of achsenai, that when there is a balabayis that's kavua, so the orchim are considered batal to the balabayis. But if there are a whole bunch of guests together, then they do aser on each other in terms of an Eruv right away. They all have a din of an Achsenai. So says Rav Soloveitchik that Nir Lefarish, Legabe Ner Chanukah, the Salka Daitacha Gemara Hayolomar, Dachsenai, Yapatim Ner Chanukah. The Havamin of the Gemara is that Achsenai is completely exempt because he doesn't live there b'kvius, and he should be tafel to the balabayis who lives there b'kvius, and he shouldn't count, this doesn't count as his makom dira, as his bayis. It's not nerishu beso, and therefore I would think he can't do the mitzvah. You need hadlaka b'beso. So comes along of Sheshes, tells us he's chayiv. But what's the kamash malan? So he says, if you look carefully, the Gemara follows it up right away with with that story of Rabbi Zeira saying that when I had a din of Nachsanai and I had to be Yotze that way, not that he lit his own candle in the host's house, but that he was Mishtativ Papriti, he gave some money to the host. So he says, although the Mishra Brura Paskins in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sivkat and Gimel, that if you have an Achsanai, if the Achsanai has his own candle, better for him to light his own menorah rather than to be Mishtativ Pruti, Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe the opposite is true. Maybe Rabbi Zeira Dafka was Mishtativ Pruti and did not light his own candle, not because he didn't have the material, he didn't have a candle, but because if you want to become part of Beso, maybe that's the way Chazal figured out that you could become part of Beso, part of the person's household, by being Mishtatef with them. You buy your own candle, it doesn't make you part of the bias. You just have your own candle. But you're still not Chayiv. You're still not able to be Mekayim Yuchiyiv in this house. The only way to be Mekayim Yuchiyiv in this house is by being Mishtatef Papruta. So he thought that that was maybe the better way to do it. That was more the Lichachila way to do it. Dafkal Yidei Hishtatfos Papruta. The Bir Alach also has a suffix, if Hishtatfos Pruta works, if you have Beis Balabatim that live in one room, and everyone eats their own food, everyone's responsible to take care of themselves, but neither one is Somech al Shulchan Chavero, and he says this is Machlokas Rishonim, it's Machlokas Achronim, so Salvechik thought that for sure it wouldn't work, because the whole din of Hishtatfos Pruta is Dafka Adin for Nachsanai, to make him part of the household, but if two people happen to just be roommates, they share a room, and they're both already the Balabais, so Hishtatfos Papruta doesn't do it. Shtatfus Papruta is only a din for Achsanai. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kalashmanim Kulan, Yafin Lener, Veshemin Zayis Min Amuvchar. All oils are good for Ner. Shemin Zayis is the best. Amar Rabbi Mireshav Mahadamara Mashcha Deshum Shemi. He says it used to be that we would look for, master would look for sesame oil. Amar Hay Mashach Nurit Fei. He thought that it caught the fire a little better. Kivin Deshum. But once he heard this statement about Shemen Zayis being the best, he went after the Zayis because the Shemen Zayis, because he said that's the clearest of the lights. Says Tosos, which kind of ner are we talking about? From Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, Nirada Ner Chanukah Kai. That this is going on Ner Chanukah. Umishum Taima the Masik the Nafish Nehure Tvei, and that's why it's better because it gives better light. Avol Ner Shabbos. Pshit the Shemin Zayis mitzvah min amuvchar lefisha nimshach achar psila tfei mikulu kedemuch masnisim tekulu mod beidimadlikim. But when it comes to Ner Shabbos, the primary concern, the only real issue you have to, the number one issue you have to worry about is, are you going to be mata the ner or are you not going to be mata the ner? So when it comes to Ner Shabbos, ner a ner from Shemin Zayis clearly is the one that you are least likely to have to be matter the ner. It sucks up the oil almost entirely. The wick connects to the oil. The flame takes in the oil without any help, without any aid from the outside. So when it comes to Ner Shabbos, it never would have been a hava mina to look for sesame oil. It's dafka b'ner Chanukah, where we're not so concerned with, there's no issue of shemayata, that we would have thought that sesame oil might be better. All oils are good to use as an ingredient in ink, but Shemen Zayis is the best. Shemen Zayis is the best to do which process of the ink making process? Legabel or La'ashen? Rashi points out, what's the process? Matzasi b'tshuvas ha'go'onim. Shema'ashen klei zechuchas ba'ashen Shemen Zayis. They would burn Shemen Zayis on a glass kli. Ad shemashchir v'gorer ha'shachrur. Until the whole kli would turn black. And then they would scrape off that black. Vinosin bo shemesh kima, they would put in a little bit shemen kima, they would put in a little bit of oil, umigabel bo, and they would mix together that oil with the scraped off black, umiyavsho bechama, then they would dry it in the sun, umimachlo solitochadio, and they would sprinkle it, they would scrape it into the ink. So which step of that process is shemen zayis best for? The original step when you're burning it on the glass, or the later step when after you scrape off the black from the glass, you mix it with a little oil. So Tashma, the Tanya of Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kalashmanim Yafan Ladio, Vishemin Zayis Menu Muvchar, Bein Legabel, Bein LaAshen. It's best for both. Shemin Zayis is the best to use for both steps. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Masni Yachi, Kalashanim Yafan Ladio, Vishemin Zayis Menu Muvchar. All different smokes are good for Dio, for making ink, but shemen zayis is the best. Amar Rafuna kol asraf in yafin l'dio, usraf ptaf yafin mikulam. All different types of sap from trees are good for dio, but the sraf haktaf is the best of all of them. Amar b'chir barashi, amar rav, hamad l'gner shel chanukah tzarech levarich. When a person lights ner chanukah, they must make a bracha, birch samitzvah. Rabbi Yirmiya amar, haroa ner shel chanukah tzarech levarich. Rabbi Yirmiya says that when one sees ner chanukah, that already is mechayev a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, Haro Mevarech Beis, Umadlik Mevarech Gimel. On the first day, one who sees Ner Chanukah makes two brachos, and if he lights Ner Chanukah, he makes three brachos. Mikan Ve'elach, after that, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, Vero Mevarech Shtayim. After the first day, both the one who sees Ner Chanukah and the one who sees Ner Chanukah, I'm sorry, Vero Mevarech Achas, the one who lights Ner Chanukah makes two brachos, and the one who sees Ner Chanukah makes one bracha. So obviously there's something that the Madlik is lighting that the Roeh is not lighting. So Maimim Ma'et. So and also we're seeing we go down after the first day, we lose one bracha. Maimim Ma'et. Which bracha do we take away after the first day? Mimayit Zman. We take away the bracha of Shechianu after the first day. V'nibut Neis. Why don't we take away the bracha of Shas Nisim Lavaseinu? Neis Kol Yomei Yisei. No, Neis happened every single day. The Neis was something that showed itself every single day. So we're not going to take away the bracha of Shas Nisim. The Ritva has a discussion over here. He quotes a machlokas whether all of the brachas, if you're lighting their Chanukah, should you say all of the brachas over the Asiyasan? Meaning the first bracha is a classic birchas hamitzvah. La'asher kiddushon mitzvos v'tzad l'had l'kner shel Chanukah. Second bracha is what we call a birchas haroah. Shas nisim avaseinu. Birchas haroah sounds more like the type of bracha, like a shevach v'odah, that you see something and that inspires a bracha. So it would seem logically that should be after you see the Ner Chanukah, even if you're lighting it yourself, so it should be only after you light it. And then obviously if that bracha is after you light it, the third bracha should also be after you light it. On the other hand, maybe we could say, no, when is the Birchas HaRoeh a bracha that you make after you see it? That's if you're not going to be doing the lighting, but and you're not in control of when you see it and when you don't. So you make the bracha after you see it. But when you make the bracha of Shas Nisim in the context of lighting your own Ner, maybe then it should be done over Las Yasin. It becomes part of the Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Ritva has 2 days about that. But what are these brachas? My mevarich, mevarich asher kishon mitzvos v'tzan l'had l'gner shel Chanukah. You make a bracha, asher kishon mitzvos v'tzan l'had l'gner shel Chanukah. V'heichon tzivanu, where did God command us in this that we can make a bracha v'tzivanu? Rav Avya amar milo sasser. Clearly, in the Torah tells us, lo sasser, that you're not allowed to veer from what the rabbis tell you. Lo sasser min adavar asher yagidu l'chayu minu smol. You can't veer right or left from what the rabbis tell you, and that's why that's the mechayev of that enables us to say vitzivanu on the Ner Chanukah. Now this is interesting in that lo sasser is a lo sasseh, and typically speaking, we do not make brachos on mitzvos lo sasseh. The Torah Tamima in his commentary to Chumash points out that maybe the bracha is not so much on the phrase lo sasser, but rather it's on the hemshech where we say that you al pi hatorah, or the first half of the pasuk al pi hatorah shor yiruch val mishpat shiram lucha ta'aseh, that is going on the first half of the pasuk where there is a positive that you should do what the Chacham tell you, don't veer from what they tell you. But then the Gemara would be quoting the wrong part of the pasuk, which is a little bit, at least a little bit unusual, maybe more than a little bit unusual. In the back of the Gemara, one of the commentaries points this out, relates to this issue that lo sasser seems to be out of place. The Re'im Horovitz says, Mishum de lo sasehu, lach yamr mi lo sasser, ratzalam de mevarchna mitzvah de rabbanan, haba'a mechla lo sasser. He says, what you have to say is that it's not lo sasser itself, that's a lo sasseh. It's that when the rabbanon make a positive mitzvah, and this is the pashtus, when the rabbanon make a positive mitzvah, they're empowered to make that positive mitzvah from lo sasser. But since it's a positive mitzvah, it's a mitzvah sasseh, midir rabbanon, so you're allowed to make a bracha on such a mitzvah. Rabbi Nechemya Amar says, no, it's a different pasuk. Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomer lach. Based on the pasuk of Shalavich v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomer lach, that's what allows us to say v'tzivanu. Masav Rav Amram hadmai ma'arvin bo u'mishtatvin bo u'mevarchin alav u'mezamnin alav u'mafrishin oso arum u'ben hashmashos demai, which is produce that you get from an Am HaAretz that you're not sure if he took Maestros from. Even Am HaRatzim always take Truma Gedola, and Rova Am HaAretz take Maestros as well. But you can't be sure, and there's a significant minority of Am HaRatzim that don't take Maestros. So here are the things, here are the halachos of Demai. You can make an Eruv with Demai, an Eruv Chatzeros, where the various members of the Chatzer join together in the box of Matzos. You can be Mishtatef in Demai, which is a Shitufei Mavuos. You can use Demai, a Demai box of Matzos, for your Shituf Mavuos to join various Chatzeros together to enable one to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer within a Mavui. Umevarchen alav, you make a Bracha on Demai. Umezamnu alav, you could do a Zimun on Demai, meaning there's a Bracha Rishona and a Bracha Achrona on Demai. Umafrishno so Arum, person can do the mitzvah being Mafrish, the Maestros from Demai, even if he's Arum. What does that mean to say? That means to say there's no Birchsa Mitzvah on the Hafrasha. Because if there was a Birchsa Mitzvah on the Hafrasha, you would not be allowed to do it Arum. The Mishnah Maseches Chala says that an Isha Mafresha Schala Aruma, that a woman, if she's Yosheves, if she's sitting, could be Mafresh Chala Aruma because she could be covering up her Makom Erva. But a man, standing or sitting, cannot be Mafresh Chala Aruma because it requires a Birchsa Mitzvah. But the Mai apparently does not require a Birchsa Mitzvah. Uben Ashmashos, you can also be Mafresh Ben Ashmashos, even though normally Trumas Maisa, since it's only a Suffolk. The Iyamit call me Drabbanim by Bracha, Hacha Kikai Arum, Hechi Mavaruch. If you're going to say that every mitzvah drabbanan requires a bracha, isn't my just a mitzvah drabbanan? So how could the guy make a bracha? Vabinun vayimach necha kadosh v'leka. You're not allowed to make a bracha if you're not wearing any clothing. You require vayimach necha kadosh. So how can we say that he's allowed to be mafresh demai when he's arum? He's allowed to be mafresh maestros from demai when he's arum if every mitzvah drabbanan like demai would require a bracha. So what we're questioning over here is the entire institution of a bracha when it comes to mitzvahs drabbanan. It's a very important question one could ask, is why is the Gemara only bothered by this by Ner Chanukah and Demai? The Gemara never raised this question by every other mitzvah midrabanan that we do, that we always make a bracha. The Echon Sivanu, Dafka comes up over here. So anyway, Amar Abaye, Vaday did Divrayim Bayi Bracha. It says, when it's a Vadai Din Rabbanan, then it requires a bracha. When the Rabbanan were Mesakin a new mitzvah, they were Mesakin Chanukah, they were Mesakin Megillah, so that needs a bracha because it's a Vadai mitzvah mid Rabbanan. Suffolk to Devrayim lo by a bracha. But when the whole entire mitzvah is based on a Suffolk, so when and it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, then it does not get a bracha. Frakti Gemara, oh yeah, va Yom Tov Sheni the Suffolk Devrayim hu by bracha. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shal Galios? It's all based on the Sveika de Yoma, and yet at the night of the second Seder we make a bracha of Alechidus Matzah, Alechidus Marar. We make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's only a Suffolk to Devrayim. Says Gemara, now Hasam Ki Echidol Zozuleba. The part of the basic foundation of Yom Tov Sheni, if it's going to work, is that we need to treat Yom Tov Sheni the same way we treat Yom Tov Rishon. If we start treating it differently, people are going to be mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni, and it's never going to work. So that was part of the takana of Yom Tov Sheni, was that you got to include all the brachas. Rava Amar, Rova Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. Rava says, no, the reason there can't be a bracha on Demai is because Rova Amei Aretz Ma'asrin, most Amaratzim actually do take off the maestros, so therefore chances are you're not really doing anything when you're being mafresh the maestros for Demai. This relates very much, I think, to Rav Yosef Engel in Asfon Daraisa in Klal Vav, raises the following suffix. He says, Nistapakti, Masha Asru Chazal Demai. When Chazal Asr eating Demai, Ima Isru Hu Rak Ima Amaretz Lo Iser Be'emes, is the Isr only if the Amaretz actually didn't take off Maestros? Avalim Amaretz Iser Be'emes, Oz Afsha Ochelo Yoda She Iser, Im Kolzav Eirak In Eskav Anachal Basar Chazav Ol Biyad Basar Tle, Shein Shom Maisa Avera Rak Mach Sheves Avera. What if I eat Demai, and then later I discover that the Amaretz Taka did take off Chumas and Maestros? So am I good now? Did I not do any Avera? Was it only as if I had tried to eat a non-kosher piece of meat and by accident I didn't realize the place actually had a reliable hashkacha and it was a good piece of meat, it was a kosher piece of meat, where my whole avera was only b'machshava, but there's no maisa avera whatsoever? Oh, Dilmer, maybe no. Kiven Shasru Chazal Achilas Demai calls Manchein Yodeya Am Haaretz Iser Al Karch Havlei Iser Be'etzem Afim Iser Amaretz. Or maybe no, maybe Chazal made the Isser an Isser Be'etzem. This is a new Isser Drabanan, produce of an Am Haaretz. Calls man that you don't know that it was Mu'usar, even if in reality it was, this is a Vada Isser. The Rabbanan instituted this Isser. Our Gemara seems a lot more on the Tzad that it's a Suffolk, and that if it turns out that it was really okay, we're not going to risk a Bracha on it. Why not risk a Bracha? If the Rabbanan said that this is Vada Yasser, so the Rabbanan could say, good, it's Vada Yasser, now you Vada have to do the mitzvah. You Vada, unless you say no. The Rabbanan said it's Vada Yasser. That does not mean that the Hafrasha is a Vada mitzvah. The Hafrasha is a Suffolk mitzvah, but the Isser is a Vada Isser to eat it without a Hafrasha. That's how maybe you'd have to say. Amravuna, Chatzar Sheishal Beis Pesach and Shricha Shtei Neros. If let's say you have a Chatzar that has two doorways, so you require two Neros, one for each doorway. Rava Amar Lo Amar El Mishtei Ruchas. That's only if the two doorways are on two different sides. Av Miruach Achas. But if they're on the same side, Lo Tzarich. You don't need separate candles. My Taima. What's the reason for this? Even Mishum Chashada Chashada Deman. If you're worried about Chashad that someone's going to think that you're doing the wrong thing, that you didn't light Ner Chanukah, well, whose Chashad are you worried about? Ilem Chashada Di Alma Afil Baruach Achas Nami Lubai. So if you have a Chashada Di Alma of people from a different city who happen to be passing by, so then you would need it even if both doorways are on the same side, because as far as they know, Rashi points out, there might be two different apartments in that house. They don't know that it's all one big house. Two different doorways they might think belong to two different people. So failure to light by either of the doorways will cause people to be choshed that there's somebody who wasn't lighting Ner Chanukah. Ich chashadu d'bnei masa, and if you're worried about the chashad of people who live here, live locally, and therefore know that this house is owned by one person, well then afilu mishnei ruchas nami lo libay, then you shouldn't even require on two different directions, because probably the people who live locally know that you have another door and probably assume that you live by the other door. Says Gemara, the Olam Yishum Chashad de Bnei Masa. Now we are worried about the Chashad of the people who live locally. V'zimnin de machlefi b'hai v'lo chalfi b'hai. Sometimes they'll pass by one door, they're not going to pass by the other door, and they're not going to even realize that there's another door with Ner Chanukah. They're going to assume, va'amri, they're going to say, ki hech de b'hai pischa lo idlik, v'ach pischa nami lo idlik. They're going to say, if there's no Ner Chanukah by this doorway, probably there's no Ner Chanukah by any other doorway either. Ominat temer de chashin l'chashad. From where do we know that we are choshesh for something like this? That we have to make sure that people aren't choshed us in doing something wrong, even when we're not doing anything wrong? Titania, Amra b'shimon, b'shvil arba dvarim amra Torah, laniach peya b'sof sedeu. There are four reasons that the Torah tells us to leave peya at the end of a person's field after he finishes harvesting all the rest of his grain. Meaning, it's not good enough to just harvest the grain and give it to Aniyim. You can't even invite Aniyim in before you harvest the grain and say, here, why don't you take first and then I'll take afterwards. No, you have to harvest all your grain and leave off a corner of the field. That's the mitzvah of Peah. Why? Four reasons. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim, Umnei Bitel Aniyim, Umnei Chashad, Umishum Bal Techala. What are these reasons? Gemara explains each one. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim, Shal Yira Balabai Yishab Pnuya, V'yomer L'Krovo Ani Harezu Peah. We don't want him to steal from Aniyim in the following way. It's not that he's not going to give the Aniyim the Peah, he's going to, but he's going to give it to only his friend or his relative who's an Ani by timing it in such a way where he's going to say he's going to not open up his field until his relative is ready, and he's going to say, okay, now quick, you can go take the payah. The relative is going to get all the payah. No one else can get anything. So we have to have a set time where everybody knows everybody can come in. You don't want lines of people waiting outside the field, waiting for the moment where he's going to start being maniach peah, where they're going to be able to come in. It's going to waste so much of their time. They could be doing more productive things during that time. So you want a set time where everybody knows that they can come and they can go right in and take the peah. Umepnei chashad, what's the concern of chashad? People are going to come and see him harvesting and finishing up his harvesting without leaving anything, and they're not going to know that he had previously left pay and the aniyim already took it. So people are going to be choshed him, and they're going to say this guy's a bad guy that he left pay, that he didn't leave pay at the end of his field. And mishum bal techala, atu kulu lav mishum bal techala. What does that mean? Bal techala just means that you can't finish it all off. Sounds like at the shas kiloi. So all of them are bal techala. So So Amarav Mnei HaRamayin. Now the point is for Ramayin, for people who may not give payah at all, they're gonna claim to that they to the later people that they gave it earlier, and to the earlier people that they plan on giving it later. So that's what the Baal Techala is. The Nimukei HaGriv has a comment in the back of the Gemara over here about the. About this third reason that we said of nipnei chashad on the issue of chashad. I just gotta find it for some reason. I'm not finding it right now. So minot teimer de chashin lechashada. He quotes from a tshuvas chacham tzvi simet sadi aleph. Of all the places to ask about chashad, why do we ask a dafka over here as opposed to anywhere else? So he says, look, for instance, a good place where we could have asked it is in Maseches Brachos, at the beginning of Brachos, by the story of the churva, that he went into the churva to daven, and you're not supposed to do that. Va'od amaylo maisi mimasnis nidishkalim eina toreim nichnas mishum v'yisim nikiyim. Why do we mention some mishnah and shkalim about v'yisim nikiyim? He has a whole bunch of cases where we could have discussed this. Where you do a maisa, so in that maisa itself, clearly you need to clear yourself of any chashad. But what if you're not doing anything? What if you didn't do a maisa? You just didn't light a second Ner Chanukah by your other Pesach. So that's a chiddush. That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying, when it involves a maisa, that you're doing something that someone could misinterpret, okay, that's easy. We have dozens of Mar Makamas throughout Shas that you're worried about chashad in that kind of case. That's not our Gemara's question. Our Gemara's question is, mehechi tesi, that chashad applies to not doing something. That I have to think about, what didn't I do that is might cause suspicion? So that's what the Gemara is asking. What's the Gemara's answer? From Peya, that the fact that you choose not to do the Peya in a certain way, so that's the Lezeh Mevi Ashah Shapir Rayim Peya, the Gam Shamu Mibnei Achshad B'Masha Eino Oseh U'Masha Kotzer Zeh Eino Neged Shekena Derech Liktzar Ve'Eino Oseh Maisa Shegori Machmas Maisa Is Achshad. You're not doing anything that causes Achshad by leaving Peya earlier. You're just leaving it. It's just leaving Peya. So you're not doing any Maisa. That's why Peya is the source for this concept of chashad. Okay, we're at the two dots. Amrav Yitzchak bar Radifa, Amrav Huna. Ner sheyesh lo shnei pios, olu lebeis mnei adam. If you have a candle that has two wicks, so it can count to two people. Amar Rav, mile kara shemen v'ikifa psilos. If you have a plate full of oil and you surround it with wicks all over, kafa lekli olu lekam mnei adam. So if you have a kli that covers it, that therefore separates the wicks from each other, so then that can count for several people for their mitzvah. Lo kafa lekli asad kumin madura v'afilu le'echad nami eino olu. But if you don't put a kli on top of it and it's all just lit together, so then it's like a big torch, and it doesn't even count for one person. Amar Rav, pshitali. Rav says it's obvious to me that ner beso v'ner chanukah ner beso adav mishum shalom beso, that if a person has a choice of lighting the ner Shabbos or the ner chanukah, he should worry about ner Shabbos because that involves shalom bayis, that there's a shalom bayis element of ner beso. Rashi points out ner beso b'shabbos vu ani ve'en lo kedei likno shem l'shtei neros, talking about someone who's nebuch, very poor, can't afford to buy two candles, so he should buy Ner Shabbos for the Shalom Bayis. Ner Beso v'Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beso adav mishum Shalom Beso. If it's a choice between Ner Shabbos and Yayin for Kiddush, Ner Shabbos wins again. Shalom Bayis. Boy Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. The choice is between Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, the two that lost in the previous competitions with Ner Beso. So which one wins? Kiddush Hayom Adif the Tadir. Do we say that Kiddush wins because it's more Tadir? Adil Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Persuminisa. Or maybe Ner Chanukah should win because it's an issue of Persuminisa. Basu Di Bay Hadar Pashta Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Persuminisa. Ner Chanukah wins because of Persuminisa. The Persuminisa element is what causes. Ner Chanukah, if you can only afford one, you buy Ner Chanukah and not Kiddush Hayom. Tosfos points out, V'nir l'Rashba, what if Shechal Rosh Chodesh Teves Lios B'Shabbos? What if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? Sheyesh l'haftir b'neiros t'zecharyim, mishum presumi nisa, v'lo ba'ashamayim kisi, sheyef Torah's Rosh Chodesh. He says, first of all, in laning the Haftarah, he says you should do the one about Chanukah, not about the one of Rosh Chodesh, because it's Pirsumei Nisa. Vote given Shamaftir Kari Bishal Chanukah Yeshal Haftir Minyan Shekara. He says, and the fact that the Maftir lanes from Chanukah, so the Haftarah should always go with the same theme as the Maftir. Ay, Umasha Magdim Likros Bishal Rosh Chodesh. Why do we read Rosh Chodesh laning first before Chanukah? After all, Pirsumei Nisa, we're saying over here in the Gemara is better. So it says, tells us there's a big difference between which one is Kodem and which one you do at the expense of the other. When you're going to do both anyway, so then the Tadir comes first. So Rosh Chodesh is Kodem. But when you have to make a choice, which is our Gemara's case, you can't afford both. You have to make a choice. It's either going to be Ner Chanukah or it's going to be Ner Beso. So then you go with the one that is, you go with the one that involves Pirsumei Nisa. You go with, not Ner Beis. It's either going to be Kiddush Hayom or Ner Chanukah. So you go with the one that involves Pirsumei Nisa, which is Ner Chanukah. There's a famous line they say from the Chafetz Chaim, I think, that the Chafetz Chaim is Rebbe, I think it was. I forget his name. But the Chafetz Chaim had a Rebbe who, when he came time to light Ner Chanukah, the Talmidim noticed that he wasn't lighting at the proper Zman. And he was waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, his wife walks home, and then all of a sudden he lights Ner Chanukah. So they said, Rebbe, you missed the Zman. Why would you not light at the proper Zman? He said, it's enough from the Gemara. Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos is Ner Besos Adif because of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is a more important element, is a more important factor than the entire mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And I know that it upsets my wife if she's not here when I light, so it's a more important mitzvah to have the Shalom Bayis with the Ner Chanukah rather than give up on the Shalom Bayis. Amar Rav Huna, Ragil B'ner, Havi Le Banim Tamid Chacham. Someone who's Ragil B'ner, who's careful about mitzvahs involving a ner, will have Banim Tamid Chacham, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. His Azayir B'Mezuzah Zoch L'Dira Na'a. Someone is careful about mezuzah, he'll be Zoch to have a nice Dira. It's such a great kunst to have a nice Dira. The Gemara in Maseches Bracha said that there are Gimel Dvarim Amarchiv and Daito Shaladam, and one of them is Dira Na'a. I was just reading Rav Avadia Yosef's biography. It says that Rav Avadia Yosef was very against this minag that a lot of the communities have in Eretz Yisrael, that if the guy is a Ben Torah, then he can make all sorts of demands in Shiduchim. I want one apartment or two apartments, one to live in and one to, and the father-in-law goes broke trying to find a Ben Torah for his daughter. So Rav Avadia Yosef rails against this and screams about this, and someone was listening to one of his shirim and said, but wait a second, Rabbeinu, it says in the Gemara in Brachos that Gimel Dvar Marchivin Daito Shaladim, and Ishana, Adirana, he says, yeah, Marchivin Daito Shaladim, but first you have to have Das, and what kind of Bardeya makes such demands? So that was Rav Avadia's response. Hazar B'tzitzis Zochel Talis Na, someone who's careful about tzitzis will have a talis now, will have a nice talis, will have nice clothing. Hazar B'kiddush Hayom Zochel Malagar B'yayin, if someone's careful about Kiddush Hayom, he'll be able to fill up pitchers of wine. He's going to have so much wine. Rav Huna v'ragad avachalif v'tanya pischa d'Rabbi Avin Nagra. Rav Huna used to go by the pass by the doorway of Rabbi Avin Nagra, the carpenter. Chazad avaragil b'shagra tuva. He saw that he had a lot of candles. Amar trei gavri rav ravi nafki mehalcha. He said there are going to be two great men that come out of this house. Nafki minay ravidi baravin ravchia baravin. And the prophecy turned out to be correct. Rav Chista avaragil avachalif v'tanya pischa d'beinasa d'Rav Shizvi. Rav Chista used to pass by the doorway of the father-in-law of Rav Shizvi. Chazad avaragil b'shargi tuva, and he saw that he had a lot of neros. Amar gavar rabba nafik me'alcha. He said, a great man is going to come out of this house. Nafik minayu, Rav Shizvi, and Rav Shizvi ended up coming out of that house. Rabbi Natan points out that, someone points out, I think one of the Tosin point out over here, that, the first Tosin, the Tosin Mamaskalki Garcinan, Chazad avaragili b'shargi, pirish habal viha isha. That in the first story, both the husband and wife were careful about neros, and that's why two great men came out from it. In the second story, only one of them was careful about the neros, and therefore only one great man came out from that household, because after all, how did he figure out in the first story that it was going to be two, and in the second story that it was going to be one? The wife of Rav Yosef used to light Neiros Shabbos pretty late. Not after Shabbos started, that would be Chil Shabbos, but pretty late, very, very close to when Shabbos starts. Amar Rav Yosef, Tanya, L'yom Shamun Anon Yomam, V'amud HaEsh Laila, Melamit Shamun Anon, Mashal L'amud HaEsh, V'amud HaEsh, Mashal L'amud Anon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us light in the Midbar, he had an Amud Anon and Amud HaEsh, and each one was Mashal the other, which means that there was some overlap. So the Amud HaEsh already started a little bit during the daytime, so you should go a little earlier. So Savar L'Akduma, so she thought, she took the criticism seriously, and she wanted to be makdim even more. She wanted to light it very early, just to be certain that she was doing right. Amla husaba tanina b'vach leyaktim mishaloya acher, that you can't do it too early, and you can't do it too late either. Just a couple more lines. Amar Rava, derachim rabbanon havale banan rabbanon. If a person is loves rabbis, so they're going to have children who are rabbis, because like ha'avas ha'aval ben. So it's a tremendous sense of av that a parent has for a child, so that's why it's a school for having children or rabbanon. Demokir rabbanon, havalu chasnavasa rabbanon. If a person respects rabbanon, so he's going to have son-in-law as a rabbi. Dedachil mirabbanon, haguf avitzub mirabbanon. If a person is careful about the cover of the rabbanon and is fearful of the rabbanon and in showing his respect to them, so he himself will become a tzurba mirabbanon. V'ilav barachi hu mishtaman mili kitzur mirabbanon. And if he's not someone who's a real learner who can really become a Tzur Merabanan, because not everyone is actually cut out to become a Tzur Merabanan. So Rashi says he's ain't no ragil asuk b'Torah, meaning there are no shortcuts to becoming a Talmud Chacham. You can't have a skula where you say, oh, well, I did this, so I should become a Talmud Chacham. What if he does this, but he doesn't actually learn? So then he's not going to become a Talmud Chacham. So then what's he going to be? What's his schar going to be? His words are going to be listened to like the words of a Tzur Merabanan are listened to. Okay, we'll stop there. Alicia's going to give the shiur tomorrow, and we'll pick up Sunday from wherever he finishes off.